Praise the Lord. Message number 267. The title of the message, Preparation for Godly Marriage, Part 5. Let's open our Bible to the book of 1 Corinthians, chapter 7 and verse 7. 1 Corinthians, chapter 7, verse 7. Paul said, For I would that all men were even as I myself. But every man hath his proper gift of God, one after this manner, and another after that. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to bless this time and bless your word that you give us in this message. Let your word bring teaching and understanding and wisdom and humility to lead your people to do the very things that you want each and every one of us to do. I pray for clarity in the mind of your people, especially those who are single, the disciples who want to follow your ways and your command. They will go with humility as ordained by your word to each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Jesus. Lord, anoint my lips and put verses and statement so that your people will be guided and directed with word from you. That's all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. In the verse that we have read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse 7, Paul was speaking about marriage, and he said, But every man hath his proper gift of God. Here Paul describes marriage as a gift from God, and that's true. Marriage is a gift and reward from the Lord to those who are doing good in their preparation for godly marriage. Marriage is a gift, but everyone should prepare well, and he should be faithful in his preparation so he will be fit for the reward and the favor of God in giving a suitable partner, a suitable husband, or a suitable wife. Marriage in the scripture is a reward for those who pay and prepare of what is due for them to pay and to prepare. Marriage is a gift. As Paul say, it's a gift. And it is earned, and man should be prepared and do his part toward God and toward God's word and toward the family that God is going to give him. So here, we cannot take marriage for granted, but we need to be very prepared. We say that's his gift and God wants to reward me. That's correct. But you need to be well prepared. Marriage can't be initiated on the basis of good wishes or emotions, because we love each other and we like each other, but you are not prepared. You are not fit even to marry. Simply, you cannot rush and eat in a restaurant without paying for your food. You like the food and you go and eat without paying. No. You cannot ride an airplane without paying in advance your ticket. And also you can't stay in hotel without paying for your room. Marriage is a reward from God. It's a favor from the Lord. But you need to do also your part. You know, the Bible gives us example, and we'll go through this example so you can grasp the concept of marriage that the scripture portrays. This concept that we are discussing in this part of preparation of godly marriage, that the marriage is a favor and reward and a gift from God to those who are well prepared. The first example is the example of Adam, the first man that God created. We can read in Genesis chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. When God said it is not good for the man to be alone. In verse 19 and verse 20, we can read the following. And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found and help meet for him. See what we find here, that the Lord, before he made and brought the woman to the man, the Lord asked Adam to give names to all the animals and to all the birds. What do you think? That's an easy task? That is not an easy task at all. There are so much types and species of animals and birds. It probably would took months or years for the man to do that. And how about he give the name and he forget the name? Possibly there is a reminder or a directory that the man made. So there was a task before God would bring the woman to the man. And when he was done from this task and achieved that, the Lord made the woman and brought her to him. So there was a period of preparation and testing for the man, and he needed to achieve certain things before he will be rewarded with his gift, a wife. So Adam received his reward after he done his part. Let's go further. Jacob, another example. In Genesis chapter 29, verse 15 to verse 21. We know the story of Adam when he went and he went to find a wife from his relative, the brother of his sister Laban. And when he is there, and he told him, I'll work for you. Let's read the discussion. Genesis 29, verse 15 to 21. And Laban said unto Jacob, because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, the younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had for her. And Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled, that I may go in unto her. So here we find that Jacob served 7 years for his wife. He has not rewarded with a wife unless he had finished the 7 years of service. So here the wife that Jacob received after service, we know it was Leah, was given to him. But our discussion here, Wife was not given to him unless he served 7 years. He received the reward, the gift of God. But he offered service. He prepared himself. He paid for it. He earned it. The next example we're going to discuss is the example of Joseph in Egypt. Genesis 41, we know that after Joseph was solving and explaining and interpreting the dream, and he gave them a solution that saved Pharaoh and Egypt from the famine. Read verse 45, and Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him to wife Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. So here we can see that Joseph was rewarded with a wife after he showed his prudence and served Pharaoh and the country of Egypt with the wisdom that God gave to him. We know that Joseph, he was in jail, he suffered, he worked as a servant, even in jail he worked as a servant, but he was faithful to God. And God, and he used the gift of God of interpretation of dreams and interpretation of vision, and he was rewarded for that when he shows the prudence and saved Pharaoh in the country of Egypt with the wisdom that God gave to him and explained to them the dream and showed them the way how to manage the coming famine. He was rewarded with a position, with an honor, and with a wife to have a family. Now I'm not discussing here how he will marry non-believer. Yes, we know that we should marry believer. I'm just discussing that wife came not out of love or chance. There's a service. There's a certain things that Joseph done. He accomplished a certain quota, and he was rewarded with a wife. The fourth example, example of Moses, in Exodus chapter 2, and let's read from verse 16 to verse 21. I believe that you are enjoying the message, and the message is clear. It makes things to you realistic and practical, that you cannot cheat. You have to finish 1 month so you get your salary. You have to finish 8 hours, and how many days per year, per month, then you can get your 1 month salary. You cannot cheat. The same way, there's a quota, there's things that you need to pass through and achieve and do, then you will receive your reward. Exodus chapter 2, verse 16-21. Now the priest of Midian has 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and filled the troughs to water their father's flock, and the shepherds came and drove them away, but Moses stood up and helped them and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel their father, he said, how is it that ye are come so soon today? And they said, an Egyptian delivered us out of the hand of the shepherd, and also drew water enough for us, and watered the flock. And he said unto his daughters, and where is he? Why is it that ye have left the man? Call him that he may eat bread. And Moses was content to dwell with the man, and he gave Moses Deborah his daughter. See here the story, that when Moses left Egypt and he left the palace of Pharaoh, he went to the desert, to Midian, the place of Midian, there, and we saw that how the occasion that he met the daughter of the priest, and he helped them to water their flock and protected them and give them way and help them and deliver them from the hands of the other shepherds. In verse 21 we read that now Moses was content to dwell with the man. Moses was content to stay with that man who became later on his father-in-law. He was content to stay with the man to work as a shepherd for him, as we have seen what he did. Of course, when you tell him, you do the work for me, he agreed to be a shepherd. And Moses, after he content to stay with the man, he was rewarded with a wife when the man gave Zipporah, his daughter, to Moses. So here we can understand that there is no marriage without shedding sweat and labor and hard work. Let's move now to the next example. Now it's very clear that you cannot be a young chap and because he likes the girl and you want to go forward without any preparation or any achievement, or it have to be a reward from the Lord. And also remember Jacob, that he liked Rachel, but God rewarded him with Leah. You cannot choose what you like. See here, Moses is a good example for us. He humbled down, he descended, that God give him one of these girls, and he accepted the reward of God. The fifth example is the example of Othniel. Othniel was the Caleb, the son of the Caleb brother. In the book of Judges chapter 1, when the time for the tribe of Judah to take their inheritance, and Caleb said, verse 12 to verse 13, Judges chapter 1, verse 12 and 13, and Caleb said, he that smiteth Kiriath Sefer and taketh it, to him will I give Aksha, my daughter, to wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, took it, and he gave him Aksha, his daughter, to wife. So Othniel was rewarded with a wife when he responded to the call of God and smote Kiriath Sefer and took it as inheritance for the tribe of Judah. So he did certain things. There's a call of God, he achieved the call of God, and he was rewarded for what he did. The sixth example is David. And we will read 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 22 to verse 27. We see the story how David married the daughter of Saul. First Samuel chapter 18, verse 22 to 27. Let's read. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, commune with David secretly and say, behold, the king has delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now therefore be the king's son-in-law. And Saul's servants spoke those words in the ears of David. And David said, seemeth it to you a light thing to be a king's son-in-law, seeing that I am a poor man and lightly esteemed? And the servant of Saul told him, saying, on this manner spake David. And Saul said, thus shall ye say to David, the king desireth not any dowry but handed it foreskins of the Philistines to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hand of the Philistines. And when his servants told David this word, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law, and the days were not expired. Wherefore, David arose and went, he and his men, and slew of the Philistines 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them in full tale to the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law. And Saul gave him Michal, his daughter, to wife. David here was rewarded with a wife after he slew 200 Philistines men. You know, when they opened up to him, they told him, the king wants you to marry his daughter. He said, I'm a poor man, what I can give? Because he know that he need to pay for it. It's a reward from God, but he need also to earn it, to do his part. When Saul hear that he has no money, he said, okay, I'm not asking money, I'm asking you to give me the foreskin of 100 Philistines. So here David was rewarded with a woman and wife when he did his part against the enemies of the Lord. Proverbs chapter 18 verse 22, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord. God will give wife and bestow his favor on obedient men as they do their requirement toward God and toward his word and toward God's will. I pray that this message will be clear to you. Salvation is free, but you have to spend your life on it. Wife is a, you find is a good and receive favor from God, something good and a favor. But the scripture teaches us that man should do his part. You pray. Lord, I thank you, tell him, for your clear word to me. God, I humble myself before you and before your command. Tell him, Lord, I repent of doing my own. Lord, I commit myself to abide with the principle of this message. Lord, I understand that I need to do my part and to wait for you to come and reward me with a suitable partner. Lord, reward and promotion come from you. I will continue to do your will and do my part. I pray, O God, for my brothers and my sister who pray from their heart the prayer and commit their lives to the principle of this principle in particular of marriage. I pray as they will work hard, you will reward them. As your word declare, he who finds a wife finds what is good and receive favor from the Lord. Sure God, surely Lord, you give favor and reward for your faithful servants and people who delight to walk and to live according to your ways. I pray that the message will give you glory and honor, and you'll be a fruit in life of your church and your people. Bless each and every brother and sister who delight to follow your ways, each and every family and each and every congregation of the church. Lord, use this message. Make it reach those who are in need to hear this word of yours. Oh God, bless us, Lord. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and amen.